I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Coming up, disaster strikes and churches respond in the Philippines. Later, mentors play a critical role in leadership development. We'll tell you what's happening and how you can get involved in just a few moments. But first, gospel workers are counting the cost of Monday's 7.8 magnitude earthquake in the Philippines. The archipelago's second most populous island of Mindanao suffered damage, with the quake killing at least 32 and injuring more than 200. Small tsunami waves triggered by the quake reached as far away as southern Japan. AMG International's Brian Dennett says,
"We are at the moment very closely monitoring the situation, getting in touch with our ministry leaders there on the ground and assessing the impact."
AMG International oversees three child development centers in the quake zone.
"Our first priority is to determine the safety and the well-being of our children, their families, and of course our staff, our church partners."
AMG staff become first responders when disaster strikes.
"Because we are local, we are able to respond very quickly. We've even turned facilities into relief centers."
Believers offer both practical help and lasting hope.
"Our first efforts would include providing emergency food, clean water, essential supplies, hygiene items, and temporary shelter. And of course, with the gospel at the center of everything we do."
To learn how you can help, read the full story at missionnews.org. Next, several recent arrests have thrown the persecuted church in China back into the spotlight. Unlike in the U.S., religious activities there are tightly controlled, including scripture distribution and any religious activity involving minors. Kurt Rovenstein with Bibles for China says that often, following Christ's command to share the gospel involves creativity and boldness.
"When you look at the New Testament and when the disciples began to preach and the authorities started to push back, they said, 'You can tell us what you want us to do and what the rules and regulations are, but we're going to be obedient to Jesus and to the Holy Spirit. We're going to obey God.'" And I think that's what some of these arrests are.
For Bibles for China, some of this creativity involves printing approved Bibles through Amity Press to be distributed in China, as well as printing other materials in the U.S. The persecution seems to be growing, but God's word is also going out.
"I'm confident that there's still many years of Bible distribution legally and openly through the registered church. It's not adequate. There needs to be other avenues to meet the need, but we'll continue to do that work with a Bible that we believe has integrity."
For more information on Bibles for China, we'll connect you at our website. And serving in persecuted areas often requires more than just training. It requires a mentor walking alongside. Patrick Anthony of FMI explains.
"A common approach to leadership training that helps people be equipped for persecuted contexts is really internship programs or mentorship programs.
They call it relational discipleship or life-on-life mentoring. New leaders don't just gain knowledge. They watch, learn, and walk closely with experienced leaders. Many face daily challenges and difficult questions.
How you walk through a crisis, or how do you go about everyday shepherding, and then how do you handle a crisis?"
Anthony says this need is echoed by partners across multiple countries. In high-risk regions, the demand for trained mentors is urgent.
"Governments will expel foreign workers, and that can lead the gaping hole of leadership in a country that deals with chronic persecution."
This points to a training model that values character as much as competence. One FMI partner in Kenya says,
"Yet this moment offers a powerful opportunity to raise leaders who reflect Christ, demonstrate integrity, and shepherd God's people with resilience rooted in the gospel."
Pray for FMI's ongoing work training leaders worldwide and for their readiness to meet today's challenges. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens. Each story applies the truth of God's word in ways that are understandable for your young person. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.